You know, running the store for 15 years, I've seen a lot, heard a lot, learned a lot. Everyday mob come through, sharing stories, talking about what's happening in community. That's how I learned about this place, about the people, about what matters here. When I first took over the store, I knew I had to do things different. Prices had to be fair. The local mob shouldn't have to pay fortune for basic things. But more than that, I knew I had to learn the proper way. I started learning a bit of language, understanding cultural protocols. Old people would come in, patient with me, teaching me bit by bit. Over the years, I've seen how the store can be more than just a business. It can be a voice for community. When government was planning to cut back remote community services, we got the people together right here in the shop. Used the fax machine to send letters to politicians, made phone calls, helped people understand their rights. That campaign worked too. Services stayed. It's about people power when mob come together in agreement. The store's become more than just a shop. It's like a meeting place, a place where change happens. We've helped mob register to vote, hosted candidate meetings during elections, even set up a computer so people could check their enrolment. Sometimes the most important conversations happen over a morning cup of tea at the counter. Being part of the Chamber of Commerce opened my eyes too. Started speaking up about community needs, about how policies affect real people. These days, I'm often the one telling government people, you can't make decisions about Kimberley Mob without talking to Kimberley Mob. The changes I've seen in 15 years? Some good, some challenging. Remember when everything went digital? Mob needed help with online banking, Centrelink, all that. So we adapted, learned together. Some are still trying to catch up on learning to use technology. Young ones teaching old people about technology. Old people teaching young ones. Seeing communities get stronger too. More local businesses starting up. More young people getting educated and coming back to work for mob. But also seeing the struggles, housing shortages, services cuts, cost of living going up. That's why I always encourage mob to speak up, have their say. Working with young ones like DJ gives me hope. They come in, want to learn about business, about how things work. I try to share what I've learned about speaking up, making change happen. Sometimes they even teach me about new ways of doing things. These days, the store's notice board tells the story of community life. Everything from election information to health visits gets posted there. We've become a place where mob can get information, get help filling out forms, learn about their rights. When services moved online, we made sure people could still access them here. Big changes coming too. More mining companies interested in the region. More development planned. But I've seen how strong mob can be when they work together. Seeing communities stand up, speak out, make their voice heard. That's why understanding democracy matters. It's about having a say in these changes. 15 years might sound like a long time, but I'm still learning every day. That's what I love about this community. If you're willing to listen, willing to learn, mob will teach you. And when you understand more, you can help make things better for everyone. Sometimes people ask why a store owner gets involved in community business. I tell them, out here, everything's connected. Every government decision, every policy change, it affects real people who walk through these doors every day. We can't just stand back and watch. We've got to be part of making things better.